This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Oh, my goodness.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got a question for you, all of you. Keep an open mind. Do you suppose dictators get headship over a people because they tell the people the truth? Or do you think dictators take the helm by force through totalitarian, authoritarian force? I'm just curious. And through deception and lies. Because when I read history and I look to history, I can see that dictators always rose when the people gave heed to deception. Excuse me. You know, it's been rightly said by Reverend Spring in 1785, he said, it's when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. So he tells us that for an order that a dictator or a king or some sort of other individual that wants to usurp God's throne, the way that they do so is they have to lie to the people. They don't tell them the truth. And what's interesting about all of this, friends, again, because I have yet to find in history, written history, where any dictator ever told the truth in order to wield power over the people that he meant to rule. They don't tell the truth. They always have to lie. Now, I just want to give you a real quick heads up. What we're going to be talking about today is tyrants that forgot. I know that we have a history in the United States of America, friends, where, especially in the church, they never talk about, you know, what happens to those that touch God's anointed. They never talk about those that dare touch God's anointed. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, guess what, friends? He meant just that. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes here. Now, back to what I was originally talking about here, friends, is when you look to dictatorships, how do they rise? How are they loved by the people? It reminds me of Marcus Cicero, who said, don't blame Caesar. Blame the people of Rome who have rejoiced in their loss of freedom, who hail him when he speaks in the form of more security, more living fatly at the expense of those that are called the industrious. You know, it was Samuel Adams that said, if you love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands that feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever a countryman, said Samuel Adams, a son of liberty. Again, I lay to your candor. How is it that tyrants, dictators, both in front of your face and behind closed doors, wield power over the people? Is it through the truth or is it through the lie? I'm sincerely asking the question. You know, it's interesting. Our forefathers told us that either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. There's no in-between. And it's also interesting to note that when we read and study the Word of God, it's easy to detect the lie. And it really is, because He gives you an anointing upon your eyes and He opens up your ears so you can see and that you can hear. You know, as a matter of fact, it was none other than the great preacher J.C. Ryle who said, "It is neglect of the Bible which makes many a prey to the first false teacher whom they hear." Now, I am moving into something here. I posted this morning, and sincerely, friends, I'm with my hands up in the air saying to America, you deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. What are you talking about, Bradley? I wrote a post this morning asking the question, what am I missing here, people, with a big picture of the person of the year with Donald Trump on the front of it? People don't want to listen to the fact that communists have been in this country for a long time. They know the game better than you. And let me tell you, the great deluder, Satan, the enemy of your souls, knows how it works a lot better than you do. He's been around for 6,000 years doing it. That's why they call him the deluder, the liar. His minions in saying that there is no truth in them. John 8:44. But I pointed out that he was the person of the year, and yet we're told that he's under attack by the media. And I shared with you yesterday that the more that the people attack him, the more he garners to a support base. Of course. We know Vladimir Lenin said, listen, we will lead the opposition if there's none. We will create the opposition. And it was also none other than the founder of the Messianic Temple who had said that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Now, with that said, friends, I posted the picture of the person of the year with Donald Trump. And I wrote, what am I missing here? And I put the confirmation articles on the string below. And of course, nobody reads those. And instead of people reading it as a question, they think I put an exclamation mark there. Okay? It just shows you that people are moved by the headlines. And I put, I have a question for you. As the people in the United States of America are led to believe that Donald can do no wrong, I said, I'm curious to know how people overlook the fact that it was Donald that just passed an ominous bill fully funding Planned Parenthood, and you didn't hear a peep about it. I said, he just banned bump stocks and wants to appoint a gun confiscation attorney general, and again, you didn't hear a peep about it. And by the way, this isn't going to come up, friends, in the confirmation, friends, of the nominee that Donald Trump just assigned or appointed as to be his attorney general. And I also said, you know, he promises a wall to be built and then behind the diversion passes off American sovereignty to help establish a global order by passing the USMCA, and yet again, not a peep. And I said, this is how dictators are put up in power, put in place. And I said to wake up, I want to come back and show you what those that you would call conservatives, those that you would call Christians, and those that you would call, friends, the right. I want you to hear what they had to say, because 99% of it was an attack on the messenger. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, I'm sitting here all by myself. Me and my bad little self trying to wake up a people that don't want to be disturbed. The enemy sows tares while men slept. I want to tell you something, friends. They are asleep. They are asleep. I'm just thinking of what something Jeremiah had said to the Lord, and the Lord said to him as well. Remember how Jeremiah was talking about how he was being rejected by the people, and the Lord set the record straight in the book of Jeremiah and said to him, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. My people would have it so. In Jeremiah 11:14, the Lord said back to him, to Jeremiah, therefore, pray not for this people, neither lift up a cry or a prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me in their trouble. That's where we're at. Mark them. Mark his words. I'm talking about an article that I posted this morning. It was actually just a post, and it seems like I made an article out of it, and I didn't mean to do that. But it was a picture of the Person of the Year, Time Magazine. Oh, by the way, I want you to hear this. David Rockefeller said, we are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. Thanking the media for giving cover. thanking the media for pushing the agenda forward. Talking about a picture of the person of the year, Donald Trump. Remember, we're told this all day, the media hates his guts. The media hates his guts. Really? Aren't they the ones that put him in position to be the president of the United States of America? Yeah, they did. And they hate him so much they put him in power. If they hated him, they just ignored him like they did Michael Peruka or Judge Roy Moore or Michelle Bachmann. See, that was real opposition, and they got real support. It's the same thing that's happening today. Just thinking of something Vladimir Lenin said, friends. He said, the best way to control opposition is to lead it ourselves. It's exactly what's happening today. America doesn't realize that communists have been in this country for a long time, subversively undermining who we are as a people to overthrow at length. Keep in mind, friends, you are aligned with the Chinese and the Russian, as well as the Pope and other countries to establish a new world order. Just so you know, and for those that didn't know, do understand Donald Trump is a globalist. Okay? So I posted a picture of the person of the year, Time magazine, with Donald Trump on the front. I said, what am I missing here, people? Again, I put the confirmation in the articles validating the information that I was posting on the string below. Of course, nobody took time to read those. I said, I have a question for you. As the people in the United States are led to believe that Donald can do no wrong, I lay to your candor, listener. I'm curious to know how people overlooked the fact that Donald Trump passed an omnibus bill fully funding Planned Parenthood, and you didn't hear a peep about it. You didn't hear any objections from the conservatives or the Christians in America. And the articles that I did post, they were the only ones I could find. And by the way, he admitted it himself. Okay? I said he just banned bump stocks and he wants to appoint a gun confiscation attorney general. And again, you don't, and you didn't. Not only you don't, but you didn't hear a peep about it. He promises a wall to be built and then behind the diversion passes off American sovereignty to establish a global order by passing USMCA. And yet again, not a peep. Not a peep from those that you thought you would have heard from in opposition to what he's pushing forward, friends, on the behalf of those that you would call the deep state. Folks, this is how dictators are put in place. Though they have no title and nobility, friends, this is how the people treat this guy. They worship him. And it's exactly what they're doing. I want you to hear some of the responses that I got, friends, just for posting that. With the factual information on the string. Fake news. This coming from conservatives. Fake news. Okay, now you understand why you have a left. Another guy said, not true at all. Another lady said, liar, liar, pants on fire. Bradley Dean is for the Democrats. One guy said, not true at all. Another guy said, this is nothing but BS. This all coming from conservatives, exposing the God they serve. Because they're unwilling to deal with the crime because they like the guy in their favorite jersey. Okay? This is responses from what I posted. Dennis said, I believe that this man truly loves America and everything it stands for. And so what I did is under that is I posted the article of him signing off on the omnibus bill, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was signed under the name of national security, completely funding those that mean to destroy within and without, as well as funding Planned Parenthood on a global scale. Okay, and then, of course, I don't hear back from him. Another guy said, more fake news from the left, calling me the left, trying to convince conservatives to stop supporting our great president. Lies, he said. Another guy says, don't take the word of any media outlet. Really? Well, whose word are you holding to? What a fool. A lady said, in response to what I posted, I don't believe a word you just wrote. So I posted the articles. Okay? I got another one. In case you people haven't realized it, Bradley Dean is nothing but a never-Trumper and a closet Democrat hack. Isn't that cute? So I posted the article. And what they do is they come back from lifenews.com and they say, look, President Donald Trump signed an executive order defunding Planned Parenthood. No, that was international first and foremost. And read and pay attention to what you're posting before you post it, because you just stuck both feet in your mouth. That was in 2017. He signed off on the omnibus bill in 2018, fully funding Planned Parenthood. Okay? He said, would you rather have Clinton or Sanders? I said, is that all you can resort to? I said, we're ruled by law in this country, not by parties. Folks, another lady said a bunch of lies. Another guy said Facebook BS. This is all conservative Christians, friends. Notice their mouth. Another lady said lies, lies, and more lies. They just don't give up, do they? No, folks, they hate the truth. The reason they refuse to acknowledge the truth is because they don't want to have to respond to what's going on in their country. Hey, I want to say this to all those that mean to destroy the country. Man, you guys are really pulling it over on these fools, I'm telling you. What an easy run it is for you, at least for a moment. Because these people don't believe the truth when it stares them in the face. It's cemented in the truth and they still don't want to hear about it. Told them that they have William Barr, who's a gun confiscation advocate. Their God is now promoting nothing but bringing forth the nomination of, guess who, William Barr, to become the Attorney General of the United States of America. He's a anti-gunner. He wants to empower secret police to disarm through red flag laws, friends, in the United States of America. Okay? I highlighted the fact that he just signed off on the USMCA, empowering the UN and foreign power to implement on their behalf within the United States of America. Well, people are being bedazzled out of their freedoms. Maybe they want to pay attention again to what the Lord had said when he said, pay attention to the fruit, pay attention to what they do. Don't pay attention to so much as to what they say. He goes, you judge them accordingly by what they do. We're going to come right back after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's time to reopen the government, and House Minority Whip and Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise explains to Fox News there's a very easy way to end the partial government shutdown and open up the government.
President Trump said over and over again he's willing to negotiate on all terms, on all fronts. He put DACA on the table.
Scalise adds,
part of divided government means you're going to have to work with people on the other side. And when a growing number of her own members of her party are saying it's time to resolve this and put border security money and wall funding on the table, she's got to listen to them.
The U.S. will start exporting more energy than it imports starting in 2020. A report released by the Energy Department predicts the oil and gas boom will make the U.S. a net energy exporter for the first time in nearly 70 years. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to highlight a couple things here, and I'll take a couple phone calls here. But it's interesting because when we look at Saul Alinsky, true revolutionaries don't flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Huh. No. According to the conservatives and professed Christians, man, he's just going to come out and he's going to have horns on his head, and, you know, everybody's going to know it's the devil. Well, how do you know he's the devil? Because of what he does, right? Yeah. But when the guy that has your favorite jersey on, for some reason or another, he can act like the devil, call himself a Christian, and yet you give him your approbation? I don't understand how that works at all. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, Scripture tells us, 2 Corinthians 11. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who end shall be according to their, here's the key word, their works. Their works. Steve from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Thank you for calling in, my friend. How are you today?
Hey, I hope you're doing well.
Oh, I am, man. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that fuels my fire. And when you begin to see the response of people and from people that you know the difference, there's no wonder why they have something called the left. They're a part of the problem, Steve, every step of the way. We are where we're at today because of the best America has. And it's
well,
not good.
And I can explain this to you. A couple of friends of mine, one was a state rep, and he's the most pro-life of the pro-life, and he'd always say, God bless to you, you know, when you leave. God bless, you know. And what he ended up doing was, in Minnesota, they passed, they sponsored a bill to defund Planned Parenthood. All the conservatives voted for it. Then Dayton vetoed it, to defund Planned Parenthood. Then they turned around and voted for the omnibus bill that increased Planned Parenthood's funding. So another friend of mine on Facebook wrote something negative about the state rep, and his wife just freaked out against the guy who had spoke negative about him. And it was like, well, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you can't face the truth to what you really are. I mean, they increased Planned Parenthood's money, but they wanted the financial gain. You know, and it's kind of like when Michelle was first running for office, you know, she went to a fundraiser.
Michelle Bachmann.
Right, and Dick Cheney came to town, and I think it was at the time, and I said, why are you going to get the money from them people? And her response was, I'm not going to let them control me. And I said, well, you know, I was telling another friend about it, and I said, this is kind of like the story of the guy that was selling his soul to the devil. And the devil said, I'll give you $1 million for your soul. And the guy says, well, I really wouldn't want to sell my soul to you, but I really like the $1 million. Can you just let me keep my soul and give me the $1 million? And the devil said, well, sure, here's the $1 million. And the devil walked away laughing, and he says, he doesn't get it. If he wants my money, I already have his soul.
That's right.
Michelle wanted the money, so they already had her. You know, and I like Michelle and all, but the thing was is they already had her. And my friend who thinks he's pro-life, what did the Republicans do? I mean, is their position now that, what is there, 60 million babies have been murdered?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so is it the Republicans' argument that 70 million would be dead if we didn't vote for them? Thank God you put us Republicans in office, or 70 million would have been dead. Or would a Planned Parenthood got double the money? Would there be twice as many of them? What exactly did they offer? You know, they didn't offer nothing. They failed. And at the end of the day, when Glenn voted for the omnibus bill, he basically said, the state's money's more important than a baby's life. It is.
That's right.
He couldn't take the heat. And if you can't take the heat for something as innocent as a baby, what can you do? I mean, I'm ashamed I served this country in the military. I'm ashamed of it because we're no different. I mean, that baby gets ripped limb for limb in the mother's womb. No different than a Christian got ripped limb for limb in the arena in Rome.
That's right. You know, it's interesting,
and
too.
The
now
people cheered them on, just like the legislature in New York cheered on the fact that now they're
right.
going to murder them after they were born.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's interesting, Steve, and these people are scared to death in this country, and rightfully so, of, you know, speaking. I'm going to bring the correlation in. You know, how many unconstitutional wars have our boys been sent to plunder countries that were innocent and they were not, in any sense of the word, guilty of raising a finger or breathing towards us the wrong way, but yet we went and had our boys plunder their countries. Now, with that said, it's interesting that we have people coming from the Middle East that want to behead Americans, but yet the Americans stand back and allow doctors to abort 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in this country, doing the same thing to innocent babies, and they refuse to stand up, Steve, and protect the babies in the womb, and they're trying to figure out why legislators are trying to disarm them in the face of their executioners. Maybe they need to read their Bibles. I'm telling you, I'm conveying to you right now what the Bible says. It's a law unto itself, and friends, I'm here to tell you, you're reaping what you're sowing. You're reaping what you're sowing.
The thing is how do you get more innocent than a baby? Other than original sin, that baby has crossed no one. That baby never... I used to say when I was a kid, I didn't ask you to put me into this world. I'd say that to my dad. You know, don't blame me. You're the one that decided to put me here. And so that baby's in the mother's womb, And she's saying, I'm going to kill you. How dare you be there? And the baby's like, you put me there. You put me there, and you hate me, and you're going to kill me. And the baby is completely and entirely and totally innocent of that, and they're going to murder the baby for it.
And then
nobody
and then,
will step up.
And then, Steve, what's interesting is then the women play the victims by crying out to the American people that are enforcing the laws against her crime, against the fruit of her womb. They begin to decry war on women, war on women. Listen, I'm glad, Steve, you're here. I'm glad you're here, and I appreciate the phone call. I need to move on from this, but I totally appreciate the insight, the input once again, Steve. And with that said, friends, listen, Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, government doctrine, distortion, okay, distorted doctrine. Beware of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. Friends, I'm telling you, they're very much alive today. Because Scripture tells us in Matthew 15:14, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And at the end of the day, it's also interesting to note, leading up to what I'm going to be talking about now, that he was led away by the authorities as he was delivered up by those two groups that he warned the people during his time incarnate here on the earth. Beware of that them groups of people. They were the ones responsible for saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. That spirit is very much alive today, America. That spirit is very much alive today. Those that call themselves conservatives, that stand back and do nothing, and Christians and patriots about what's going on, all one and the same, you are the problem. You are the problem. You are the reason. As a matter of fact, America, let's call it for what it is. Babies being killed because corruption sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Attest to our dereliction of duty before God and man. Truly. It's blood money. There's reasons, friends, that our forefathers came up with quotes like, the two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. That's foreign to those that call themselves. Folks, conservatives, patriots, and Christians, for the most part, not all of you, but for the most part, you're nothing but yesterday's liberals. You're a part of the problem. You're the best we have, and look at how dark out it is today. And isn't that funny that Jesus said, as he was going to the cross, being crucified by these same people that were putting out their own light. They learned that at the end of the day. They were putting out their own light. And as he was going to the cross up to Calvary, the women were crying, following him up to Calvary, to Golgotha. To be crucified for absolutely nothing but telling the truth to the people. And he turned and he said, hey, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. Because if you'll allow them to do this in a green tree, what will become of you in a dry tree? When you still have the freedoms to right the wrong and you do nothing, just imagine what's going to happen when more of your freedoms are continuously and consistently, incrementally being stripped away from you on a daily basis. Are things getting better, friends, or are they getting worse? And folks, what I highlighted over the first three segments of today's show is a post that I posted concerning Donald Trump and the things that he's advocating. And who attacked me, folks? 99% of those were conservatives, Christians, and or those that would call themselves patriots. Doing what? Calling me a liar, calling me fake news, telling me to get a life. There's nothing you can do to prove this. We love this president. Yep, that's right. That's right. This is how dictators and tyrants, I'm not saying that of Donald Trump, but I am saying that he is working on the behalf of those that are advocating and pushing forth a global agenda, because nothing changed, friends, from that of Barack Hussein Obama, from that of George Bush, from Bill Clinton, folks, from Ronald. Folks, it's been going on in this country for a long time, and if you don't put a stop to it, nobody can. It's going to be me looking at you and say, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to get to what we have been talking about, and I want to take it to the next step concerning the topics, which correlates with what we're talking about even now. I was doing some homework, and I was just curious because I've been doing, I love documentaries, and I love studying history, and I just started, you know, thinking about some of the stuff that has happened in the past, and we watch documentaries almost every night. And it's interesting because we were watching another documentary last night on film and information I've never heard of before. And it was interesting, and this is just a side note, but it was interesting to note that, did you know that Adolf Hitler and those that were doing the killing for him, did you know that many of them would try to get out of doing his biddings for him? Did you know that many of them, after they would see a mass killing, a mass genocide of innocent people, that many of them would get sick? Did you know that many of them were sent to the mental institutions because they lost their mind? And did you also know that many of them committed suicide after they seen what Adolf Hitler was doing to those people? You know, you begin to see stuff like this and it's like, yep, that's right. That's right. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. That's right. And it shows you that the Lord's hand is in everything individually. And he's very specific in what he does and how he does it and who he does it with. Majorly. And it's very cool to see that. But I began to think about, wait a second, what happens when people give themselves over to the state and rather than the God that gave them their rights? And I started to look and it's like, oh my goodness. The Soviet gulag state, murdered 61,911,000 of their own people. The communist Chinese at Anhill, 35,236 murdered their own people. 20,946,000 murdered the Nazi genocides. I mean, it goes on in Japan, Turkey's genocide, the Vietnamese War. Poland's ethnic cleansing, as they called it, the Pakistani cutthroat state, Tito's slaughterhouse, the Orwellian North Korea, barbarous Mexico, and it goes on, and then Russia again, and it just shows you who's responsible for killing the masses of their own people if they fail to submit to the dictator. Do you not see that happening today, friends? Do you see what's happening? They're attempting to strip you of your rights. They've been doing, again, this for a long time in this country. But incrementally, it gets more intrusive, more encroaching, and more usurping, friends, on a daily basis. It's never less and less. It's more and more. And it's always aimed at the people. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to cover this really quick. Because when you look at the people that dared touch the anointed of God, you know, it's interesting. There was a recourse. There was recompense instantaneously in many cases. Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Oh, they killed the poor Christian. Wait a second. The greatest prophet born of woman. Did you know that Herod also attempted to plot the death of Christ? Oh my goodness, this guy was asking for it, wasn't he? Well, he got it. In the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money and territory were turned over to King Agrippa while he and his wife were sent to exile. Antipas died miserably. Boy, I never heard that. No, I know. We never hear what happens. We just hear the other side. Isn't it interesting how Hollywood loves to promote movies showing Christians and how weak they are, and the devil can trample on them at will? Wait, that's the sons of Sceva. Not those that are born of the Spirit. Because those that are born of the Spirit, they understand that they've been given power over all of the enemy. Period. Okay? And the curses don't apply to the church, by the way. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying? Bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in. Pontius Pilate, you know, the guy that washed his hands and thought he was going to, you know, play the innocent in front of the people when he had Christ crucified? Well, that didn't fly neither. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Did you know that Pilate fell under the misfortunes in the reign of Caligula? That's the name, Caligula. AD 37 through 41. Did you know that? Most people didn't. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000. This is Old English. Besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery. And 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. Whoa! Dude! This is craziness. Yeah, I know. It's really bad, isn't it? The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, populace would do themselves a service to listen to what I'm going to say next. The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. What's happening, America? You know that 78% of those that call themselves representatives in the United States of America, they call themselves Christians? Oh my gosh. Whoa. Again. I don't even take the time to read articles like that. Because I can see the fruit of the devil coming out of these people, friends. Period. In what they advocate. What they implement against we the people. I mean, what's the sense in reading those articles anyways, friends? Because you know it's not true, right? I mean, you just read it and then you end up saying, I want that portion of my life back. I mean, this is craziness. The vain senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, rejected him, being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of glory, the Son of God. They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. See, folks, all these, see, you can mark it. Again, write it down. All those that do the devil's biddings, there's a payday. There's a payday for every one of them. All right? There's a payday. Hebrews 9:27. They're going to have to answer for everything they've done. Every single one of them. They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing to be ruled by the meek King of glory. Matthew 11:28. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the unjust permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. 300 years. 300 years of judgments. Wow. Tyrants forget this, don't they? And so do the people that allow and help to power the tyrants that be. We need to think about this, friends. We need to think about what's going on here. Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, and you know what he said? He said, let them eat grass. Afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. Here, I want to share with you really quick what the American people have learned from history. Okay? God commands us to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. We know what the Bible says. They refuse to do it. But this is what we've learned, the lessons, the 10 lessons that men have learned from history over the last 200 years. Number one, the lessons that they have learned. Number two, the lessons that men have learned from history. Number three, number four, number five, number six, and number seven, number eight, and number nine, and finally, number 10. Well, Bradley, you didn't say anything. You're exactly right, I didn't. Well, why didn't you say anything? Because the bottom line is men haven't learned a thing from history. But they're about to learn it again, because we're in those times. It's raining, America. Laugh, mock, scorn all that you will, but you better jump in the ark. And in the meantime, you better set the record straight while you have the freedom to do so. Because you're not promised tomorrow. We love you by what we do. I want to thank my friend Michael Roach for broadcasting. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley Dean Facebook, Twitter, BradleyDean1. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. See ya.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.